Hello, my name is Rod. I'm with customer service. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I got a bill. It's called Extraordinary Garden SAL. Could you tell me what I ordered for $6.95?
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name followed by your zip code, please? So I can pull up your account.
My name is Jackie Zanolin, Zanolin. And the zip code here is 33872.
You said 33872?
Or it's 33825. Depends on if it's my new place or my old place.
And your last name again, ma'am?
Z like in zebra, Zanolin, Zanolin.
So I don't see one with the zip code 33872. What's the other zip code, ma'am?
33. What's the zip code here, Jimmy? 33825? 33825. Coach, stop biting.
I'm trying to see. Ma'am, can you provide me with an email? Because I don't see it on the deck.
Could I give you an email address?
Yes, ma'am.
I got two of them. One is called Jackie Zanolin. Jackie Zanolin, number 4@gmail.com.
And you spell Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E?
I-E, uh-huh. I got two things on my bill. I don't even know what the fuck they are. It ain't much money, but still.
Okay, Ms. Jackie, can you verify your address for security purposes?
Okay, it's either 1900 Sunrise Drive, Sebring, Florida, or it's going to be 204 South DeSoto Road. The first one was Sebring, the second one, Dayton Park. They're both Florida.
Okay, ma'am, I do see your account. Can you please hold up for just a moment as your account loads, okay?
Okay, wait, you see what?
Can you wait just a moment as your account loads,
sure,
ma'am?
Sure.
I do see your account. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do see your account. I do see where you enter the sweepstakes for an elite kitchen cast iron set.
I entered a sweepstakes and it cost me money?
What happened was, ma'am, when you entered that sweepstakes, ma'am, you was given a trial period. And if you didn't cancel the membership within a trial period, you was automatically listed in trial membership. And that's just $8.
Membership for what?
For a factory direct savings store, ma'am.
Wait. A membership to what?
A factory direct savings store. With that $68 charge, ma'am, you will receive a $125 voucher. And that $125 voucher, you will be given a code on that voucher and you can buy other discounted items that we have.
Okay, I'm not interested in none of that. And I didn't know I was – it never told me it was charging my card anywhere where I was in this. I was entering a sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, somehow we need to cancel this, and I need to be refunded my $6.95. I never entered anything but a sweepstakes. I never gave okay for anything. Either just tell me if you're going to refund the $6.95 or not, and if not, I'll just deal with my credit card company. I'll let them handle it.
Okay, ma'am. Since you were just a little late, due to courtesy, ma'am, you did cancel the subscription a little late, ma'am. I can offer a 50% refund.
They will send me a refund?
I can offer a 50% refund, ma'am, because you were just a little late.
And how much is half the refund?
Let me see, ma'am, because it was 68. and
58. I've only got $6.95 on here. You mean you charged me $58 on the month after?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you believe this shit? See, you know, sweepstakes? This happened before. I gotta be careful what the fuck I do. I never okayed any of this shit. Go ahead and refund me half of it. But what's your name, honey?
Rod.
I'm just trying to show my bookkeeping.
R-O-D.
Go ahead, what?
R-O-D.
R-O-D. Uh-huh.
That's it, ma'am.
Rod is your name? All right, do you have, like, an ID number or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay, all right, so go ahead and refund me half of that. That's okay. Why my car's so fucking low. See, I didn't know what was going on. So
okay,
they charged me $6.95 for 1 month and then $58 another month, and I never ordered none of this shit.
Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't got my paper statement for this month yet. It didn't come yet, so I didn't know it. So I'm just now calling on the $6.95 one, and this statement just now came. All right, go ahead and tell me whatever information I need to know about the half refund, and I'll just deal with it with my credit card company, with them.
Okay, ma'am.
How do I know? Go ahead.
Okay, ma'am, did you already dispute the charges?
I haven't done nothing. I just now got a statement for November. I haven't even got my December statement yet. And all I showed was $6.95. So I guess they charged me $6.95 in November, I guess, and now in December you're telling me there's a $58 charge coming up, which I haven't seen that statement yet. So I can't dispute nothing until I get the damn statement.
Okay, ma'am, if you dispute that after your bank will still have to give us a call to negotiate further.
Well, I'll let the credit card worry about that. Do you just tell me what you're going to do so I can write it down right now and move on, because there's one other charge from this other company for $9.95. I have to find out what the hell they're doing, too.
No, ma'am. It could be from a different company, America. Dollar charge I see is the
just tell me what you're doing with your thing. Are you giving me back half that money? Are you giving me back half of the 58 or no?
Yes, ma'am. I'm giving you half, but you cannot hang
okay.
up because
can you
time
tell me
up.
Like what information I need to document that you're doing it? Like besides today's date and your name, is there any type of number like this is going to be under?
Yes, ma'am. When I get done issuing the refund mail, I'm going to give you a cancellation number, okay?
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This happened to me before, but it was like $40 something. And I got it back, all of it. They fucking wrote to that company, whatever the fuck. But, still, the house you got to go through, because he's coming, and they're all out of California, all these things, everyone. I know, but he's not going to give it back. So at least I get back half, and then I call the credit card company, and I tell them what happened. Then it's up to them, but then yet they can go get this fucked up company and get them, you know what I mean? And then I'll get my other money back, because they're not going to give it back. He's saying, I'll only give you half. What the fuck can I do? But at least take that back right now. See, my mom's getting my fucking mail. That's why my mom, she just don't understand. She could have December's there now. Who knows? I just got this like two days ago.
Shit, your mom pulls on you.
And people have no clue. They just see how nice and sweet she is, but they don't understand the headache it causes me. Yeah, I'm going to have it coming here now. Just like Laura. Laura don't understand why I want a receipt for my rent, because she could get mad at me and do something, just like they did. Actually, they legally, I can sue $300. I'll try $3. This won't let nobody else in. That's good. Two of us is all she needed. She didn't want to let me, but then she keeps telling me, oh, it's only temporary. Okay, I'm okay with that. But don't scare me to where if I can't find me an apartment, that you can kick me out. Plus, I just want a receipt showing I paid my rent. So she could sit there and say, oh, well, no, you didn't. Or she could have quit. So she writes the other receipt saying it's for utilities because she wants money early, which I haven't found that either. She needs it because she runs low. So I give her money early, but then she writes it's for utilities. I say, she can't do that. Because if I do go to another place, I need to show that I'm paying rent all the time, too, for references. And then the next one, she wrote, $300 helping a friend out. No, it's my fucking rent. Write down rent. And then she's upset, well, I want to change it. She don't understand. I'm being on the up and up. You're not writing utilities and helping a friend out. Well, I'm helping you out, too, paying you fucking money. So we're both helping each other out, but you don't do that on a receipt. And then I told her, I even ripped up the one that was early. I said, because actually I can try to blackmail you with your kids, saying, look, she wants money early. You know what I mean? And it wasn't that. It's just outright cash sometimes. But she expects me to gift dope all the time. All the time. You can't get it no cheaper than I'm getting it to you for. Man, I get them high all the time, everybody. But, you can't expect me to just keep giving it to you. And then she's the shit I gave her. She's paying the fucking guy to do work on her house when she's already doing it dirt cheap because I got her somebody. And I'm paying for that, too. In my fucking house. Well, no, but and then she wonders why I get upset, and I don't want to get, I still want a roof over my head, but she shouldn't get upset. I hear it now. Right here. She's the only one. She likes her. And he fucked her just because he wanted to, and now he's like freaking out if anybody notices that. He fucked her, so he's like, don't you tell him, so I'll never tell him no, but I got to put up this motherfucker because of her. I mean, he does all right, but still, he's the only one in this neighborhood I deal to. I swear to God. I mean, I did that Joey that one time, and I won't do it again. I fucked up.
I'm almost finished, ma'am.
Thank you. I get more headaches off of stupid stuff all the time. But that's just driving crazy. And this poor guy, he's just like one of them, like, services, you know, they hire, do shit for another company. They don't want to deal with this. I can get my credit card off of it, being in line. So today's what, the 29th? What time is it? You gotta write all that stuff down. 12. Huh? Yeah. How are you getting there? Well, if you hold up a minute, I'm gonna have to ride a false tooth and everything. I got to. Even if I call an Uber, I don't give a fuck. I'm not waiting on my phone anymore. That's all I want. That's all. If it's grocery, she'll probably take you for that. That's grocery. That has to do with the house. You know what I mean?
Okay, ma'am. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
It's going to be CS and Charlie.
Uh-huh.
681.
Uh-huh.
163.
Okay.
015.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. And that refund.
Okay, hold on 1 second, honey. 681-163-015.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And with a C at the beginning? Okay, thank you. And what else?
With that refund, it will take 3 to 5 business days before it transfers back into your card. That does not include the weekends, but ma'am, it will be transferred back into your card, okay?
All right, can you tell me exactly how much they're going to put on the card?
$34.45.
34? I didn't hear you. $34 and what?
45 cents, ma'am. And also, they will be giving you $3 and 42 cents back on the other charge you had when you entered the sweepstakes.
On the $6.95 one? All right,
yes,
so that
ma'am.
Was $3 and what on that one? $3 and what?
42 cents.
Okay, 42. And that's 3 to 5 business days, not counting weekends, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I do appreciate that very much, honey.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. May you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.